Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. The Food and Drug Administration has urged Americans to clean out their medicine cabinets in an effort to do away with all unlabeled thalidomide sleeping pills, believed responsible for a number of deformed babies being born. This order coincides with planned legislation to enact laws that would help regulate the drug traffic and strengthen safeguards against the sale of dangerous and ineffective drugs. Whereas at one time there were around 1,000 items that could be purchased on the drug counter, today the number of products marketed is over 30,000. Of these items being sold, it was discovered by the congressional hearings investigating drugs that there were price markups of 500% or more on some items. Imagine a product costing 1/5 of a cent to mass produce, selling on the drug counter for as much as 50 cents. There have been many of the opinion that it is time for a reform of existing drug laws, and that new drugs be tried on animals before they are used in clinical tests on humans. The thalidomide drug, for example, was never approved for sale in this country, but it was distributed to doctors for clinical testing. No doubt there were those who received this drug unknowingly, and for that reason you are being asked to check your medicine to throw away all unlabeled pills. Dr. Walter Modell of the Cornell University Medical College contends that 1 in 20 occupying hospital beds today are there as a result of the drugs they took or were given, rather than on account of a physical illness. Similarly, Dr. Alonzo J. Shadman has stated, quote, "I do not believe I exaggerate when I say that orthodox medicine is killing more people yearly than the war and diseases combined." We must admit that science has done marvelous things, and this is the golden age of medicine. But reading of how some of these wonder drugs and antibiotic medicines are obtained, we cannot help but wonder if they are beneficial to all concerned. For instance, during an illness of several years ago, when confined to a hospital, the medicine I received did not make me better, but worse. There were additional complications which necessitated consultations with specialists. Well, later I learned that the antibiotic I was given, which no doubt helped aggravate my condition, was discovered in scum found in sewage, even though it is artificially produced today. And I came to the conclusion that some medicines which will help cure the sinner may do havoc to those whose bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost. Some time ago I visited in a home where the young mother was blind. She told me how she became blind. Upon catching a simple cold, she ran to the doctor, was given a shot of penicillin, which reacted unfavorably, producing unconsciousness at first, then resulting in total blindness. She related stories of others whom she learned suffered similarly. One doctor suggests that medical personnel in our hospitals today are overusing sleeping pills along with tranquilizers, laxatives, even x-rays. Says Dr. W.L. Bung, writing in the Student American Medical Association Journal, "At 10 p.m. a nurse will make the rounds of patients who've been sleeping most of the day, asking if anyone wants a sleeping pill. Laxatives, too, are being devoured by the gallons," says this doctor. "And x-rays are given routinely for sprain injuries that obviously have no fracture on good clinical examination." Again, if I may relate a personal experience, I recall when I was in the hospital, I was given sleeping pills. And while others dozed off into unconsciousness, I would just break out into cold, nervous sweat, and sleep seemed far away. Even the strongest liquids given to induce sleep would fail. Instead, I would feel inside like a boiling volcano. We are told that more than $3 billion is spent on pills and drugs each year. The leading drug consumed by most Americans is aspirin, with over 20 billions of pills consumed annually. The Honorable David S. King, Congressman from Utah, declared before the House of Representatives in Washington that America's health is in danger. He cited evidence to support his contention that well over half of our entire population is afflicted with some type of a chronic disease. And he made this further observation, stating, quote, "From what study I have done, and basing my opinion solely upon the conclusions of dedicated men of science, who do qualify as experts, I am convinced that the contaminatives, additives, and toxic chemical compounds taken into the human body in connection with our regular food and drink are in large measure responsible for the deplorable deterioration of our national health." What Congressman King referred to was the chemical bleaches, the preservatives, the additives, the dyes, the adulteratives, the other foreign substances added to the foods you buy at your local supermarket. Dr. W.C. Martin, president of the American Academy of Nutrition, in testimony before a congressional hearing in Washington, declared, quote, "There are 704 different chemical compounds used in foods, and 150 of these have never been adequately checked for their toxic effects on humans." According to Dr. Martin, these toxic chemicals over a long period of time can cause serious tissue damage, which inevitably terminates in a degenerative disease. Another congressman expressed shock in discovering that even formaldehyde, a poison, is being used as a preservative in milk on the tables of many of our families in America. Said the congressman, "I had always thought of formaldehyde being used to preserve museum pieces and laboratory specimens. I did not realize that we were preserving our foods, the foods that we are putting into our stomachs, to enhance our own body health by the use of formaldehyde." The matter of fluoridization of drinking water is another matter of grave concern, and you will find a plenitude of controversial literature on this subject. Well, Congressman King of Utah concluded his remarks by saying, "The American nation has come a long way from the days when it was content to sit down and eat humble fare, transmitted to the kitchen direct from the hand of its creator, touched only by the magic of nature's inscrutable chemistry, simple food, unpampered and undevitalized." Said the congressman, "America would do well to reread the admonition of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." When a day of mass vaccination and inoculation, one cannot help but wonder, too, whether the injection of certain vaccines might also prove harmful. Although some diseases may be stayed, others might be started. For instance, it is now estimated that 1 in 3 persons in this country will probably develop cancer in some form before he dies, whereas back in 1940, the estimate was 1 in 4. In 1923, the year I was born, cancer among children was a rarity. Today, cancer in children, and even babies at birth, is a frequent occurrence. When closing, we might ask, what should be our conclusions to these reports and statistics? And although we would view with alarm the increase of human woes and ailments, we would not suggest the use of drugs as the only solution to sickness and disease. It is to be admitted that drugs have been known to be beneficial in reducing the death rate in such diseases as pneumonia, tuberculosis, and influenza. We would not advocate the abandonment of medical and scientific preparations, as that would also include soap and toothpaste, perhaps. But it is wonderful to trust the Lord for our physical and mental well-being and to claim the promises of God for our health. I believe if we are truly born again, living for Christ, we should have no fear or dread of these things. The psalmist declares, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." Hallelujah. "For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways." And in the event we are struck down with some sickness or disease, It is wonderful to know we can go to the Lord with our problems, with our needs. And although the Lord may use doctors and medicine, He is the author of life and health. Of Him it is said He bore our sicknesses, and by His stripes we were healed. Physicians may describe our condition as incurable, yet we read He healeth all thy diseases. Praise His name. I would yet like to call your attention to a passage over in Galatians where various harmful practices as concerns the flesh are mentioned. Among these is listed adultery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, murder, drunkenness, and so forth. Now the word witchcraft used here is a very interesting word. Won't you listen for a moment? It is the Greek word pharmakia, from which we get our word pharmacy. Well, naturally we know this is related to the practice of preparing and preserving drugs and of compounding and dispensing medicine. Well, Dr. Wiest, noted Greek scholar, says this word witchcraft found here in your Bible is from pharmakia, which word speaks in general of the use of drugs, whether helpfully by a physician or harmfully by someone whose purpose it is to inflict injury, hence in the sense of poisoning. Dr. Wiest then calls attention to others including Aristotle, Polybius, and even the Septuagint, where the word witchcraft is used since witches used drugs. Well, in Africa, the witch doctor may make a brew of herbs and calf's brains and prescribe it to a patient. He may tell the sick person he's going to get well, or he may condemn him to death. And the witch doctor is oftentimes revered, for what he says often comes to pass. Actually, if a person is told he will die, depending on his inner fortitude, he accepts the verdict and he up and dies. Well, similarly, friends, confidence in drugs and potions and the verdict of our modern medicine men find some accepting their diagnosis without any recognition of the power of God to heal and to restore to health. This is contrary to the life of faith that finds all things possible to them that believe. It must be remembered, although God uses doctors and medicines, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The scriptures ask, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on the earth? It's up to you, friends, to answer in the affirmative. By your faith in the living and exalted Christ, you can come to know of his power to save, to heal, and to keep you ready for his coming. God grant it. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the Internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.